Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The standoff at an Oregon wildlife refuge is now officially over. Surrounded by FBI agents and armored vehicles, the final four holdouts have given themselves up. Three of the occupiers surrendered this morning, but the last individual, 27-year-old David Fry, held out for another hour and a half. His tense phone call with Nevada State Assemblywoman Michelle Fior was streamed live over the internet.
I declare war against the federal government. As a citizen of the Constitution, or people of the Constitution, I declare war against the government right now.
Individuals were the last holdouts from a larger group that first seized control of the refuge nearly 5 weeks ago, demanding the government turn over the land to local control and release two ranchers imprisoned for setting fires. All the occupiers face federal felony charges of conspiracy to keep federal workers from doing their duties through force or intimidation. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says she is disappointed by this week's Supreme Court ruling that pushes the pause button on a key climate rule. But as NPR Scott Horsley explains, McCarthy says the decision won't halt the administration's broader effort to combat global warming.
McCarthy spoke to a gathering of state energy officials 2 days after the high court stayed an EPA rule that's designed to cut heat-trapping carbon pollution from coal-fired power plants. McCarthy insists that's only a temporary setback and says she's confident the courts will ultimately okay the power plant rule. It's a key ingredient in the promises the U.S. made at an international climate summit in Paris.
Virtually every nation on this planet signed on to take on ambitious climate goals. We will achieve those. Even the Pope is with us. Come on, people.
An appeals court is set to hear arguments on the power plant rule in June. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
After splitting the first two voting contests in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders face off tonight in Wisconsin. That's as they jockey for position ahead of the next scheduled contest in Nevada and South Carolina. NPR's Tamara Keith reports for both candidates, it's an important opportunity to reach voters.
With Bernie Sanders winning by more than 20 points in New Hampshire, the stakes are absolutely raised for tonight's debate hosted by PBS. The question is whether these candidates will go after each other directly or whether they will continue what has been a pattern of relatively polite debating.
Clinton is likely to seek to boost her appeal with minority voters. Sanders, who won in New Hampshire, will likely seek to prove he can appeal to a wide range of voters, not just those who are young and liberal. Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen was on Capitol Hill for a second day, briefing lawmakers about the state of the economy and the Fed's role in influencing direction. Yellen again cautioning that the current global economic developments pose a risk for the U.S. economy, though she said it's still too early to know to what extent. Stocks closed sharply lower today. The Dow was down 254 points. You're listening to NPR. Congress has voted to permanently bar state and local governments from taxing access to the Internet. The 75-20 vote by the Senate essentially taking that idea off the table. Included in a wide-ranging bill that also revamps trade laws, the measure requires the seven states currently imposing Internet access taxes to phase them out by mid-2020. President Obama today announced he will nominate John King Jr. to formally lead the Education Department. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports key to the decision was an assurance from lawmakers King's nomination will get swift consideration.
President Obama is looking to remove acting from John King Jr.'s title after getting word from Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander that King's nomination would get, quote, a prompt and fair hearing. Alexander chairs the Senate committee that oversees education. In nominating King, Obama praised his work on preschool accessibility and college affordability. The White House wants King in a stronger position to help push the administration's education agenda, especially reauthorization of a higher education law. King previously oversaw federal K-12 programs at the Ed Department before being tapped as acting secretary late last year when Arne Duncan stepped down. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Shares of microblogging site Twitter hit a new low today amid mounting concerns about the viability of the company's business model going forward. More than 20 brokerage firms have cut price targets on the stock, which is already down some 35% in less than 6 weeks. The latest decline in the company's share price comes after Twitter this week announced that user growth has stalled for the first time since it went public in 2013. Facing slower growth, the company has been experimenting with a number of ways to make the website more engaging. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.